We're talking today with John Eder, a candidate for city council in Sevastopol, but also a previous city councilman in Cotati.
That is correct.
Are they more alike or different?
It's funny you asked that question because I tell people that going from Cotati to Sevastopol is kind of like going to Great Britain in terms of politics. People are much more genteel and more polite, I think. Cotati tends to treat local politics as a spectator or as a contact sport. And, you know, oftentimes you need paramedics and referees standing by. So it's a little calmer and a little lower key situation in Sevastopol with local politics.
You say that even though the CVS Chase project is just wrapped up.
That's correct. Even in the face of that, I think things are just a little more subdued and a little more polite.
Well, must get easier to be a candidate then.
It does, but I think it's still really important to bring or to advance those important local issues to the forefront and to advocate for the positions that you feel are most correct for the city.
One of the things that you're calling for, which is kind of unusual at this stage in the process, is a comprehensive city traffic plan. I'm guessing to some degree that was influenced by the debate over the CVS project, but obviously you're looking forward.
Well, I'm actually not advocating for a comprehensive traffic plan at this point. There is a traffic study that was performed by the applicant. Because of the timing, there's a nearby project at the other opposite end of the block, the Barlow project at Morris and Highway 12, which is also going to generate a fair amount of traffic. That traffic was able to be ignored in the traffic study for the CVS Chase project just because of a matter of timing. They weren't on the books yet at the Barlow. My major goal as a result of this experience is to come up with revised design guidelines that truly reflect the vision of our citizens and the look of our downtown so that we can avoid having to fight this type of a battle over and over again on each succeeding lot in the future that comes up for development.
How would that integrate with the updated general plan process that's about to get underway?
That would actually be a component of it, but I believe it's a component that's easily accomplished at very little or no cost, really. We have skilled professionals in our community who are willing to do pro bono work to accomplish that. And frankly, what we have now is a good basis, a good starting point, and I think it could be modified as needed to accomplish the ultimate end goal. I'll give you some examples. We have some terms in there such as encourage, preferred, that need to be changed to mandatory or required so that we can get rid of that sense of vagueness and some of those loopholes that exist now that are able to be exploited and do cause confusion and delay in our approval process.
You've also come out in support of the sales tax measure for the city that's on the ballot along with you in November. Is it hard to be a pro-tax candidate in this election climate?
You know, nobody likes to pay additional taxes. These are hard times, and we just had a water and sewer rate increase, so everybody feels like they're kind of getting hit at once. But what I will tell you is with the demise of redevelopment agencies to the state of California, the city of Sevastopol lost approximately $1.5 million in annual revenue. The sales tax increase measure, by best case estimates, will only replace about $1 million of that lost revenue. And I think it needs to be kept in mind that Sevastopol services, even though we only have about 7,800 residents, we service an area of about 35,000 people, it's estimated, in the West County area. So those people are traveling through our town, they're utilizing our streets, and they're taking advantage of the services, not taking advantage, but they're utilizing the services the city provides, and they will actually be paying the bulk of that money because they come to our town to shop.
John Eder seeking a seat on the Sevastopol City Council this fall. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB News.